Pam, you're soon going to be the past president of NAFB, and we're coming to the end of your term here. Tell me how you look back or feel about the year that you've been president of NAFB.
You know what? I've had a great presidency this year. It's been a it's just been a pleasure to serve NAFB members. And one reason why it's been so great is because so many of our members have stepped up this year with a strategic plan that we crafted for the next 5 years, propelling us into the future. And also a great team. We went over the audit of our constitution. We now have a new bylaws and new policies and operation procedures and on down the line so that we have really a game plan for the future. It's been a really great year where all the members have to take the credit for what has been accomplished this year. It certainly wasn't me.
Sounds like a lot of changes, sort of, for the organization. I unsuccessfully ran once myself on the platform that everything will change. And I think at the time it was a little scary, but times have changed, and in your year with the strategic plan as an example, definitely is a time of change for NAFB, right?
It absolutely is. You know, you don't know if you've gotten to where you're going unless you've got a plan, and that's what the strategic plan is. It's our game plan of where do we want to go in the future, and not only that, but preparing ourselves for the future, for the unknowns of the future. This is a growing document. Every year, it will be added on one more year at the end. It will never be a dying document. It will be a growing document so that each president that comes in can take a look at that fifth year. Where do we need to go from here? What has changed? What do we need to move forward?
So looking ahead, looking forward, what do you think is the future of farm broadcasting?
It's definitely technology has taken us places that we didn't even know that we were going to go. So, Chuck, how can I sit here and tell you? I've witnessed you, man, and I said, nah, that blogs will never work. So, you know, now I'm eating my words on that. So I'm not going to predict what the future holds. But I can tell you this from my life's experiences, from being a city person to a farmer to a farm broadcaster. Everyone that eats out there has a role or wants to know about agriculture, and I think that there will always be a future for farm broadcasters, or ag broadcasters might be what we're called in the future. There's always going to be a role for us. It's just that we might be giving a different audience information.
So I know you've still got some time left before the big final banquet tomorrow and the changing of the gavel. What is it that you're going to look forward to doing yourself here in this next year? And I don't know what the role of the past president is, but does that still carry some responsibility or what?
Very little, I think, at this point. I'm sure that there'll be a couple of things that I need to do probably at the annual meeting next year. But, you know, Chuck, this has been a very busy year for me. I have parents that I'm very close to. My parents are getting older, and I want to be able to spend time with not only my parents but my grandbabies. I have 4 grandchildren, a 5th one on the way, and so I'm really looking forward to cutting my right hand off, keeping it down, taking a little time off, and just enjoying my personal life and my family.
Well, we congratulate you very much on a successful year as president of NAFB here at the convention taking place in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.